This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will visit the Hawaiian island of Maui next week. Biden and his wife on Monday will meet with first responders, survivors, federal, state, and local officials, according to a White House press release. Between now and then, the work of finding and identifying victims of the wildfires will continue. The death toll is now more than 100. A mobile morgue unit arrived Tuesday to help Hawaiians working painstakingly to identify the remains of people, along with coroners, pathologists, and technicians. For the living, they need a lot of help. Actor Matthew McConaughey, in a post on his X account, says he and his family are raising money for the residents of Maui with an organization called Baby to Baby.
The fires over there have put so many people out of home and have taken so many lives. These people need to stabilize to survive. Camilla, myself, and Levi are working with this organization called Baby to Baby. They are working with partners that are on the ground in Maui saying this is what people need right now.
Russia's lunar spacecraft, the Lunar 25, has entered the moon's orbit, a major step toward the country's ambition of being the first to land on the moon's south pole in search of frozen water. Lunar 25 will circle the moon for about 5 days, then change course for a soft landing on the lunar south pole, which is currently planned for August 21st. While that is happening, Russia launched another attack on Ukraine's Odessa region aimed at grain facilities. Ukraine said Wednesday that a container ship left the Black Sea port of Odessa on Wednesday, despite Moscow's threat to target shipping after it abandoned the grain export deal. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to Mali's military leader about the recent coup in Niger on Tuesday. Call that will likely cause concern among Western governments that fear Russia's growing influence in the region. Here's more on that from Reuters' Olivia Zolino.
In a statement, the Kremlin said the call was initiated by Mali and was focused on ending the situation, quote, through peaceful, political, and diplomatic means. As the West loses influence in the region, support for Russia has grown. Since President Mohamed Bazoum was ousted in late July, coup supporters have been seen at rallies, waving Russian flags. Military leaders in Mali and Burkina Faso have kicked out troops from former colonial power France while strengthening ties with Moscow. Putin has called for a return to constitutional order in Niger, while Wagner's chief has welcomed the army takeover and offered his services.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Hundreds of Muslim men have set fire to four churches and vandalized a cemetery during a rampage in eastern Pakistan on Wednesday after a Christian family was accused of blasphemy there. The attacks broke out in Faisalabad city after the Christian family was accused of desecrating the Quran. A district government official told the news agency AFP that there is a standoff between police and crowds. The crowds are not backing down. Blasphemy is a sensitive issue in Muslim-majority Pakistan, where anyone deemed to have insulted Islam or Islamic figures can face the death penalty. According to videos posted on social media, local Muslim leaders used mosque loudspeakers to urge their followers to demonstrate. Near panic in the world of Apple, but users can take a deep breath. The iPhone hang-up button might not be moving after all. Here's AP reporter Ben Thomas.
Last week, a beta version of the next major update of the iPhone's operating software, iOS 17, showed the end call button, traditionally found in splendid isolation, centered well below function buttons such as mute, keypad, and speaker, instead joining them in the lower right-hand corner of a six-button block. But relax, maybe. Images of the latest beta version shows the red button right back in the center of the phone dial pad, pretty close to its usual position. But it's still not alone, now in the second row center of that six-button block, daring you to try hanging up without also opening the keypad or accidentally adding another participant to your call. I'm Ben Thomas.
And in Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.